Catherine Jeffords Shorey of Nevada was chosen to be the first woman to lead a branch of the Anglican Communion during a national meeting of the denomination in Ohio. Bishop Jeffords Shorey's appointment as leader is controversial. The bishop says it is a sign that centuries of male-only leadership of her church is ending.
My election to this position says that the bishops of this church are able to make decisions without regard to the gender of the person being considered, which is what we're all hoping for across the board.
But some conservative Episcopalians, including Bishop Robert Duncan of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, think the Episcopal Church is wrong to break with tradition.
It breaks my heart. I was born into this church, and what this church has done is embraced a revolutionary agenda rather than a part of mainstream Christianity.
And there's concern among both liberals and conservatives that issues of women's rights and homosexuality could split the church. Africans represent half the world's 77 million Anglicans, and their leaders, such as Archbishop of Lagos, Peter Adebiyi, have strongly criticized the U.S. Episcopal Church for ordaining gay priests and bishops.
Our one concern is that the gay EU is like introducing a new religion into this part of the world, and that we do not succumb or accept such a religion.
After her election, Bishop Jeffords Shorey supported a successful resolution asking Episcopal bishops and dioceses not to support the election of openly gay bishops. The measure was not an outright ban on gay bishops, but it was intended to mollify conservatives angered by the 2003 election of Bishop V. Gene Robinson, an openly gay man. No one expects that compromise to end either conservative criticism or calls from liberals for equality for women and gays. And the struggle is not confined to Anglicans. A grandmother from Pennsylvania, Joan Clark Houck, says she and seven other women will be ordained as Catholic priests in late July. Clark Houck says the Catholic Church is wrong to exclude women from the priesthood.
I am asking the church to turn away from the sin of discriminating against women and blaming it on God.
Episcopalian Bishop Catherine Jeffords Shorey, meanwhile, is confident in her ability to persuade congregations that female leadership is a sign of progress.
I've discovered that one can build relationships with almost anyone who will talk to you.
Bishop Jeffords Shorey will be formally installed in her 9-year term as Episcopal Church leader in November. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.